News in brief at Press TV, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has rejected the deployment of foreign ground troops in his country's campaign against ISIL terrorists. The Prime Minister's office issued a statement after a meeting between Abadi and British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond in Baghdad on Monday. Typhoon Wang Fang heads off Japan's coast to the Pacific, leaving two people dead and one missing, with more than 90 people being injured. It's the second typhoon in a week. Now the storm brought heavy rains and strong winds to many parts of the country. And in the United States, nearly 50 protesters were arrested during a series of demonstrations against the death of blacks by white police. It was the fourth straight day of demonstrations led by members of the clergy. Protesters were greeted by about 40 armed officers in militarized gear. President Hassan Rouhani says he's certain Iran and the P5 plus one group will reach a solution in the talks over Iran's nuclear program based on a win-win approach. Rouhani said the two sides agree on generalities, though the details remain to be worked out. The Catalonian government has decided to cancel a contested referendum on independence from Spain, which was planned for November the 9th. After a tense meeting between top-level politicians of the region, Catalonian officials say that the regional government has determined that the plebiscite cannot be held. More than 5 weeks have passed since flash floods swept through Indian-controlled Kashmir. Many school buildings were damaged, and now tens of thousands of Kashmir children are going without education. Children are seen wandering the streets as schools remained closed. And in Bahrain, dozens of people have taken to the streets on Sitra Island to condemn the Al-Khalifa regime's repression. Protesters chanted slogans demanding that the ruling Al-Khalifa regime step down. They also expressed solidarity with people imprisoned since the beginning of the uprising in February 2011. Pyongyang state media says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has made his first public appearance in more than 5 weeks. The Korean Central News Agency said that he was using a cane for support. Kim visited a newly built housing complex.